Hello and welcome. It's our number two, of our radio program on the podcast format. We kick off a new week here on a Monday. Should Seahawks star receiver DK Metcalf be celebrated for finishing in last place during a track and field event? We are shaking our head no, but the NFL community rallying around DK Metcalf. That this is an impressive feat of athletic prowess. He finished last. Ninth out of ninth. We're trying to figure out why that is. Now, we do have an advice to the NFL on what they should do when it comes to speed. We'll get to that and more right now here in hour number two. As fast as Sonic the Hedgehog, welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we channel our inner windbag coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from under the moonlight, camouflaged by the darkness where the goblins and phantoms roam. The Fox Sports Radio Studios, good to have you with us here as we hang out together. And our lead this hour coming from track and field. But don't turn off the radio yet. That's not a joke, but it's more of an NFL story. It's what happens when you toss an active NFL star into the mix. We yappity yap about track and field. Right? Zoom! Just like that. It's like we're on the Autobahn. So this story revolving around Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf, you might remember last week in a previous episode of the show, we told you that DK Metcalf was going to attempt to qualify for the Olympics. He's going to do that over the weekend. Well, he did it. He didn't lie. He did it. He tried to compete to get a spot in the Olympics. The Seahawks wide receiver Metcalf competing at the USA Track and Field Golden Games and distance open, the 100-meter dash was on Sunday with an opportunity to get to the Olympics on the line. The event happening not far away from where we yap from here in Southern California, San Gabriel Valley in SoCal at Mount San Antonio College. It was broadcast on television. I don't know if you saw it or not. Did you watch? Were you compelled to watch? Maybe not. I didn't watch it. I watched the clip on the interweb. That's where I saw it. But I did watch it, and DK Metcalf posted a 10.37 second time in the 100-meter dash, finishing dead last in the nine-man race. Overall, there were 17 competitors. He finished 15th out of 17, but the big one was the 100-meter dash, Metcalf at the very bottom. Now, what does that mean? That means Metcalf will not be running in this year's Tokyo Olympics, so Pete Carroll and the Seahawks can take a sigh of relief. They will not be having to worry about Metcalf being distracted, and missing training camp, and being hurt at the Olympics. The standard things that NFL teams would bitch and complain about if one of their players was in the Olympics. Now, despite that, DK Metcalf and his rather blah finish, I don't think you can say it was good. Many people in the football community are. They're lavishing praise at the doorstep of Metcalf. Patrick Mahomes said, mad respect to DK. The teammate, as you would expect, Russell Wilson, reacted, amazing, bro. That's what Russell Wilson said of Metcalf. Texans running back Mark Ingram, yeah, he's on the Texans now. He condemned anyone from talking bad about DK and respected him for holding his own. Okay. There are plenty of other examples I could bring up. I think we'll stop with that. Otherwise, we just go way too long. So let us discuss the question, are you going to go thumbs up or thumbs down? Should DK Metcalf be celebrated for finishing in last place? Now, I am going to go thumbs down. All right, thumbs down, Benny, on this one. Now, observations. You've got laundromat, novelty act, and breaks. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make some baba ganoush is what we're going to make. Now, number one. So clearly we're not speed demons here. I think if you've seen me, you know that. I run more like a thoroughbred than a gazelle, but that doesn't matter here. I've got working eyeballs, okay? And I also have a working nose, and I know how to detect bullcrap. And I smelled a lot of bullcrap coming out from the NFL community. DK Metcalf does not deserve a foot massage and a bubble bath for finishing dead last in the 100 meter. And that's not how I was raised. Now, maybe you were raised that way. I was raised not to celebrate last place finishes. Now, I understand there's a generational divide going on here, and you have the participation trophy generation where Patrick Mahomes, part of it, clearly Russell Wilson, a part of that, and these guys that are out there, way to go, whoa, good job by you for DK Metcalf. That's not how I roll, right? Now, you know, to each their own. One of the cool things about sports is you have clear winners over here, and you've got losers over here, and they keep score. And the media, you know, traveling to the laundromat on this is absurd. You talk about spin cycle, right? Not spin cycle Regina, our caller from Minnesota. This is just spin cycle. Instead of finishing last, the media headline says DK Metcalf finished in ninth place. There were only nine people running in the 100 meters. Hello? I would have finished in ninth place also. I would have been a lot slower than DK Metcalf, but we don't slobber all over those that finish at the very bottom. At least we shouldn't. No consolation prize. You don't get a little ribbon because you finished ninth out of nine combatants in the 100 meter. Now, the second point, someone named Craven Gillespie, I don't really know who that is, but he's the fellow who deserves the applause here and the acknowledgement because he blazed his way to a time of 9.96 in the final. Craven Gillespie. And so that's the guy that won it.
Never heard of him.
Well, because you don't watch track and field. Neither do I. All right, this is a precursor to the Olympic trials. Now, like the vast majority of Americans, every man, woman, and child, we only pay attention to track and field during the Olympics. That's it. We don't care about any of these things up until it's time to hand out an award at the Olympics, and then we get all excited about it. It's clear to anyone with an IQ above 40 why DK Metcalf was able to even squeeze into the event. It was an act. It was a novelty act. Publicity stunt. And I get it. It's a desperate attempt to try to garner more attention for track and field. And if that was the goal, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say it worked, but not the way you thought it was going to work. Let me explain. Let me qualify that. Well, the goal was to get attention, so you got attention. The marketing gimmick from that perspective worked. NFL stars chirping in. How else would you get Patrick Mahomes, the biggest star in football, to comment on what's going on in track and field? You wouldn't do that. Gas bags like myself dedicating a block of time, very valuable real estate here on Fox Sports Radio, on hundreds of radio stations talking about this. You wouldn't get that. So you gained some media clout. You got some social media clout. But let me rephrase this. It's not going to correlate to this massive groundswell of new track and field fans. I don't buy it. This is what's known as a one-off. It was a unique situation. We said novelty act, publicity stunt, all that. Football star, DK Metcalf. And so people watched. But not one person is going to cross over and say, well, you know, I've never watched track and field my entire life, but now all of a sudden, man, I'm into it. I am all about that action, boss. Now, that doesn't mean there's some outliers that are closeted track and field fans. Maybe these guys were in track and field when they were in high school and they stopped watching for whatever reason. They're like, well, I'm going to get back into it now. But the hardcore meat and potatoes football fan who watched out of curiosity, not a single one of those that doesn't have any track in their history there, track and field, is going to be like, oh, you know what? I'm now a track and field fan. No. Shaking my head no. All right, final point. So this outcome officially debunks one of the mild, one of the mild debates about DK Metcalf. And this goes back to Metcalf. He ran a 4.33 40 back at the combine before his year being drafted by the Seahawks. More recently, he was an internet phenomenon Right? His speed. Remember, he chased down Buda Baker of the Cardinals, and his speed, according to the advanced statistical nerds, was 22.6 miles per hour, DK Metcalf. Wow! Whoa! And so guys started chirping. Oh, this guy should be in the Olympics. Put him in the Olympics. And one thing led to another, and that resulted in DK Metcalf being able to attempt to qualify for the Olympics. And all that chatter about world-class Olympic speed, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we can pump the brakes. Pump the brakes and all that noise. DK Metcalf, we can confirm now. All precincts are reporting it. DK Metcalf is football fast, just not world-class sprinter fast. And there is a massive chasm. And to the uneducated fan who says, well, he was only a couple of, you know, split seconds away from finishing in second place. Yeah, that is how track and field has always operated, right? It's always you're separated by just hairs. First place to gold medal to last place. That's how it works. It doesn't mean that you're on the cusp of winning a gold medal. That's the wrong take on that. But listen, DK is a neophyte in the track world. It's like if he had done well, that would have been a huge embarrassment for the people that make their living, the people that live in that world, in that ecosystem of track and field. So it's like saying if you're good at eating hot dogs, you enjoy a good dog, saying, you know what, let me go and match up against Joey Chestnut on Coney Island on the 4th of July because I think I can hold my own. Good luck, right? Good luck. You know, hey, he ate well. He ate two dogs while Joey Chestnut devoured 45. But DK Metcalf, listen, he didn't participate in track and field at Ole Miss. He doesn't have the traditional sprinter's body. He was about 20 pounds heavier, 20 or 30 pounds heavier than everyone else there in the field. He's 6'4", 235. He's 35 pounds. He's got a football player's body. He's not the sprinter build. He would have to lose weight if he really wanted to take that seriously. And he last was a sprinter or a hurdler back in high school. So to automatically qualify for the Olympic trials, Metcalf would have needed to achieve a time of 10.05 seconds. And again, just for context, Metcalf at 10.37 seconds, we say that's not that far off, he would have finished if he had competed in the Texas 6A High School 100-meter state championship. DK Metcalf would have finished in eighth place in the Texas 6A High School 100-meter state championship. In California, he would have finished, I believe I read, fourth or fifth in the state of California High School 100-meter state championship. Now, all that said, more said than done, the NFL, here's the solution to this. You got other guys in the NFL that love to brag about how fast they are. Tyreek Hill, for example, of your Kansas City Chiefs. So the NFL used to have this fastest man, strongest man competition back in the day. They should bring that back. You'd have to get a lot of insurance to make it work, but there's plenty of insurance companies out there that will underwrite it. But how cool would it be to have an NFL's fastest man competition? Dust off the mothballs and bring it back. It would be tremendous theater and drama. It'd be great since the NFL's almighty social media content, that's what they're most concerned about. Bring this back. It would be good for social media. It'd be good for our business here in Sports Talk Radio. And just to see who is the actual fastest man in the NFL. Bring the contest back. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. If you would like to be part, we will open up the phone lines here at 877-99 on Fox. I see we have a couple of stragglers who were carried over from last hour, so we'll get to them up first. 877-99 on Fox if you would like to be part of the festivities. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. You can be part of the fun. Well, imagine having only one skill, but cashing in humongously on that one skill. Being a one-trick pony, but it's a very expensive trick. That's apparently about to happen to one of the lesser known players in a particular sport. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight, cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller.
Philly Rob, feel better, buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Control to Ben Maller.
Everyone loves the donkey, and I like being the donkey.
Fox Control to Ben Maller.
I love losers. I'm a fan of losers.
Check your outlets and now put your headphones on.
We are always looking to proliferate the Maller Militia, help our grassroots movement, add new listeners to the Ben Maller Show.
The cleanest ass.
Support our noble efforts by posting comments about the Ben Maller Show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all other social media. You have the power to influence others to join the cult of the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Pot, 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 chicken! All right, Double O Mexican writes in from San Diego. He says, A-plus monologue, Big Ben. They should definitely bring back the fastest man and have like $5 million in prizes. Sponsors and fans would be all over it. J-Dot says, Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the NFL. Have fun lacing up his boots. Would you agree? Now, Tyreek's pretty fast. I don't know. He certainly is the best at marketing himself, though. Back in the day when I would attend NFL training camp, it seemed like they were all fast. Robin Vegas says, solid monologue, Benjamin. We don't do participation trophies around these parts. I give it an A-. However, don't sell yourself short, Ben. When you raced down the mean streets of L.A. back in the day, didn't they call you Benny Flash Maller? I had a lot of nicknames. I was Speedy Maller, you know, play on Speedy Gonzalez, of course. I was the original Roadrunner. I was known as that. I was Maller the Hedgehog. They called me that a while. I was the Demon, the Speed Demon. Had all those nicknames. Skedaddle Maller, that was another one of my nicknames. But lately, I'm more of a thoroughbred, as I said, not a gazelle. Don't exactly run like a gazelle these days. Let's see, page down here. I got Colin, the big radio guy in Pittsburgh, says the solution, Jeep Superstars. Man, I used to love that. Yeah, they should bring that type of show would be perfect in the social media world that we live in. They should bring that back. Of course, the reason that I've been told they don't do that is because of liability. And can you imagine if they lined up Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, and just like three or four other random NFL players and one or two of them pop a hamstring. Holy crap. Could you imagine the nightmare that would provide? Holy, yeah, it would not be good. Not be good. All right, we'll take some phone calls. 877-99 on Fox is the number. Let's go to Michael, who's in New Mexico, and Michael is batting leadoff here in hour number two. What's going on, Michael? Cashing a golden ticket, by the way.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Ben.
Hello, Michael. You're full of energy. I can tell right now that you are all high, bouncing off the walls, full of caffeine here.
Oh, well, it's the beginning of finals week here in Las Cruces, so you know how that goes. Heck yeah.
I understand. Well, good luck there. Good luck. Now, do you ever go out to that White Sands National Park out in that area? Do you ever go out that way?
I've been there a couple times. It's kind of one of those things, you've seen it once, you've seen it a million times. My girlfriend wants to go back out there soon, so yeah, maybe soon.
I've never been there, but I'd like to get there.
If you happen to ever get down there, get in contact with me somehow. It'd be a really cool meetup place. It's a lot of fun.
All right, we got to find a good restaurant we can hang out at. But what's on your mind here, Michael? What did you call about?
I wanted to take the militia oath tonight.
Now, it's finals week. Are you sure you are mentally and physically prepared? I don't want you to be reluctant in any way here. So if you want to wait until you're done with finals, I completely understand. But if you're good to go, we can do it right now.
I'm as good as I'll ever be.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. We'll get it out of the way. This is the official Maller Militia oath. We have the Maller Militia, the hardcore group of P1 listeners of this show that will fight to defend my good name and honor and the name of this show against attacks by other radio programs and media outlets. So here we go, Michael. It's very simple. Repeat after me. Are you ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. I state your name.
I, Michael.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Ben Maller Show.
That I will support and defend the Ben Maller Show.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
And that I will obey.
And that I will obey.
The orders to peacefully fight back.
The orders to peacefully fight back.
Against hostile attacks.
Against hostile attacks.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
From rival sports gas bags and blowhards.
It's always the hard part. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Michael. You are now an active duty member of the Maller Militia. You are a sergeant at arms.
Thank you.
Good luck. Be safe. We are a peaceful organization. We fight cyber warfare to defend the good name of the show there against online bullies. But you are sworn in there, Michael, and may you do very well this week, finals week there. We want you to graduate and be on the honor roll and all that cool stuff, okay?
So when you say peaceful, that means I can start fires, right? Because that's what peaceful means these days, right?
Well, I don't think I can say that on the air that I can encourage you to start fires. I don't think I'm allowed legally to say that, nor would I want you to start fires. Like little online fires, Michael. These tough guys, these daytime guys, who think they're better people than us because we're overnight people, and we got to push back against those guys, those big shots. Well, to brag how much money they got. You have to push back.
There's a reason I'm up at 1:30 listening to you and not listening to any of those other guys. So
that's right. That's because they're sleeping. Anyway, all right, thank you, Mike. All right, there you go. Good luck. All right, that's the next generation right there. Man studying, about to get out of college there before you know it. He'll be taking over the world. Not sure how he's going to take over the world, but he will take over the world. Let's go to Ryan in Portland, who is next. Hello, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, wake up, Ryan. Man. We almost made it a full hour and a half without a sleeper. We almost did. We came this close. All right. Now, I mentioned, imagine being a one-trick pony and then cashing in on that one trick. Well, it's about to happen in the NBA. There's a guy by the name of Duncan Robinson. Remember him from the bubble finals last year, the Miami Heat, Duncan Robinson? I don't think he's part of the Dunkin' Donuts. Or just Dunkin'. I don't think they call it Dunkin' Donuts anymore. Anyway, this guy, Duncan Robinson, out of Maine, actually. No relation to Blair in Maine. But he went to Michigan, and pretty much all he is known for is being a three-point gunner. That's what he's known for. And he's shot the three-point shot pretty well. In fact, he's off to a historical start. He's among the all-time greats after a couple of years in the NBA at shooting the three-point shot. And as a result, the speculation we're hearing over the weekend is that Duncan Robinson is on track to get a contract worth $20 million per season in free agency. Now, hey, I'm good for him. I mean, who am I to rain on his parade? But, I mean, that's one skill. He's not particularly good at anything else. It's not like he's a great rebounder or he's a tremendous defensive player or he passes the ball well or he blocks shots. He doesn't do any of those things. He's essentially just a three-point shooter. That's it. And that, boy, how great is it in the NBA that is just, it started as a gimmick shot. Try to get people to watch basketball, gimmick shot back in the day. And now you can make $20 million a year and all you can do is stand out there and knock down three-point shots. That's all you got to do. And his numbers have gone down from last year inside the bubble as opposed to now. His shooting percentage, Duncan Robinson's down. His three-point shooting, down. Foul shooting, down, I believe, as well. Actually, it's all gone down. But Still on track to get paid the big money. Why don't they do that for overnight talk radio hosts? Why don't they, you know, I have a bad couple of shows. I still get paid the big bucks. Why don't we do that? Shame on them.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of the NHL, the regular season did come to an end over the weekend for several teams. Not all, but several teams saw the regular season end. And you know what that means in any sport, Ben.
What does it mean? That means get out of Dodge,
that
start a vacation.
Goodbye to coaches. And two of them have been shown the door. Rick Tocchet in Arizona after four seasons.
Is my guy safe in Columbus?
You're fired.
Nope. After six seasons in Columbus, John Tortorella will not be back.
Boom.
Now,
technically, they don't say it's a firing. His contract is up, and they are not renewing his contract.
We suck at a time that you can't suck.
Have they hired a coach in Seattle yet,
Eddie? They have not.
Torch to Seattle. Come on, man. Make it happen, Seattle. I'll be a Kraken fan.
He's one of those guys you hire mid-season to try and kick the team in the ass.
Tortorella said some of the greatest sound bites.
That's
a good point. Good call.
Bring him
in. Fire Roberts. We want Tortorella to manage the Dodgers.
I like it.
That would be tremendous. That's my favorite NHL coach.
I'm all for it.
But now, is he going to get a job at Turner now? I saw Gretzky's going to get a job.
There's a bidding war for Gretzky.
He's boring as a broadcaster, though, isn't he?
He is the great one as a player. He will be a terrible broadcaster.
Yes, he's a horrible broadcaster, but it doesn't matter.
Does his daughter get airtime or what?
Well, that would boost the ratings if you did, Roberto.
They should show her and have him talk.
That would help. I will admit that would absolutely
be easier
help.
Easier on the eyes. But
you know what? Torts did some TV last time he got canned, and he wasn't very good on TV.
No, I was going to bring that up. Job, because that was way back, Eddie, when I was doing television at NBC, and I had said, well, why not bring this guy in, Tortorella? And they said that he was just not.
If he decided, I don't want to coach anymore, and then, you know, was himself, he'd be fantastic. But
he's the guy. If you're not a hockey person like me and Eddie, you know, we're hockey people. But Tortorella's the guy. He said, we sucked at a time we cannot suck, when he broke
Among
down.
Other things. He's had many tirades.
All right. It's bad news, Eddie.
I wasn't surprised. I told you. I tried to brace you earlier, remember? I told you it's probably going to happen.
I'm a true believer in Tortorella. I believe in that man. It's a solid coach. My favorite coach, John Tortorella. No longer coaching right now. It's not his fault. Blame the players. It's their fault. The players. Did you see that story that I had not heard about over the – it came up randomly over the weekend in the New York Post. They said that John Wooden, the Wizard of Westwood, early on in that UCLA dynasty, John Wooden was offered the Pittsburgh Pirates managerial job.
What?
Yes. How wild would that have been? And he considered it. He really considered it. And according to the legend, and this is not bullcrap, like this was confirmed. It was like reported in the newspaper back in those days before the internet. And John Wooden, the owner of the Pirates, there was three people owning the Pirates, they were so impressed with Wooden, who wouldn't be, UCLA, the dynasty they had, thanks to a car dealer or a businessman in L.A. that was bankrolling the UCLA program, but Sam Gilbert. But anyway, they wanted to hire John Wooden, and Wooden said his first love was baseball. He it was not basketball. John Wooden loved baseball, which would be appropriate, because at his, you know, in his age, baseball was, when he was a kid, baseball was the end-all be-all, not basketball. And Wooden didn't take the Pirates job because he felt like the players wouldn't take him seriously, which is 100% accurate. The players would not have taken him seriously if he had managed the Pirates.
In the pyramid of success. Oh. Maybe it'd be the diamond of success. You'd alter it a little bit, right?
Yeah, that's good. You have to change it for baseball. But
Wow, that's crazy. I never heard that.
Yeah, I had not heard that either. I read that over the week, and Phil Mushnick had it in his in the New York Post, and I was like, wow, that's pretty wild. And then I'd heard the story about Joe Paterno being offered, was it the Steeler job, right, back in the day when he was at Penn State? I know it's taboo to say Joe Paterno's name on the radio, but he was offered the Steelers job, right? Wasn't that the legendary story back in...
As a Steeler fan, I'd never heard that either.
Oh, I had heard that one, but I had not heard about John Wooden being offered the job there with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's just a random thing that came out. I read that. I was like, whoa, that's pretty wild. It's like Russian roulette. We'll go back to the phones, and let's say hello to eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's say hello to Chris in Houston, who is up next. Hello, Christopher.
Boy, Ben, I tell you, Ben, we got a problem down at the store, man. I bail her down. Man, that sucks that we, man, quit the show, man, because I sure would like to send him a bunch of these boxes, these cardboard boxes. You probably make a mansion out of it, give him a cardboard mansion going or something.
So you got a lot of boxes you're dealing with right now. Well, Weedman, I'm sure he will still take a handout, even though he no longer calls the show or listens to the show. But I'm guessing he's moved on to some other show to beg on that show.
Yeah, I'm not going to get no money, but I'll send him some boxes to cover his head up. Now, I tell you, there's so many boxes back there. You know, y'all guys got Tent City. We have Cardboard City behind our store, man. It is ridiculous, bro. These folks are crazy. I told them a month ago that the dang on baler was leaking hydraulic fluid, and they just, okay, kept on going. So now they got an issue, but it is what it is, Ben. Now, listening to you and your Mallor monologue, whine and bitch and complain about the Dodgers around there looking like a wet, floppy fish, watching the halos come in there and just bang all over you guys. It's almost organic, almost orgasmic as Altuve sticking it to the Yankee fan. You know,
Altuve didn't stick it to the Yankee fan. In fact, here we go. Do we have?
Hey,
yeah, a little Altuve.
Hey, you didn't see that home run? You didn't get that home run?
F. Altuve.
How does it feel?
F. Altuve. Everybody now.
F. Altuve.
Now, I want to know, how does it feel to actually attack one of the nicest guys in baseball?
Stop.
You guys are no longer a nice guy.
Lance Armstrong was a great guy, too.
Exactly.
All right? He's a loser.
I'm going to tell you. Altuve is so nice. I swear to God, if that guy hit a bird, he would run to outfield, man. He was trying to save the bird, bro.
Yeah, he was really nice. He was really nice. Bang, bang, fastball. Nice guy there when he had the buzzer on.
Hey, you know what? That little trophy y'all got last year, as much as an asterisk as our trophy is. Because, you know, y'all can't play with fans in the stands for some reason. Y'all don't know how to play, man.
Hey, Roberto, weren't there fans at the World Series?
I believe there was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. All right. Unbelievable. Buddy of mine, I don't know if he wants me to say his name or not. He says, Wooden always said his favorite sport was baseball, and one of the last times my friend saw him was at Game 7 of the Angels' win over the Giants way back in the day. About that. I wonder if he was an Angel fan, John Wooden, or just geographically desirable to be there. All right, it's Ben Maller Show on Fox. Very exciting here. Koopa Loop's got, he says laryngitis. He sounded all right on the air, but he was very upset with his voice going out on him. So we'll find out whether Coop can get through Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. Here we go. Blank is the only player, only one, in NFL history to have 100-plus sacks and 10-plus interceptions. Again, Blank is the only player in NFL history to have 100-plus sacks and 10 or more interceptions. That's the Insta trivia. The answer next. And that I will obey the orders to peacefully fight back.
I will obey the rules.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart. And wherever you get your podcasts, it's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller to the third degree coming up right now. Here's the Insta trivia. Blank is the only player in NFL history to have 100-plus sacks and 10 or more interceptions. That is the Insta trivia. The answer right now, Jay in Florida, formerly in Pennsylvania and Michigan. He's listening in all three states. Says Steely Dan is the answer. Fandango from Rob in Vegas. Mr. Nice Guy says transgender gritty. Okay. Mean Joe Green from Christopher the Custodian. Ed from Spokane says it's Ryan Finley. That's the answer. Chip in the Q's going with Dave Roberts. I liked him in that spot as his answer. Funhouse is up. Boy, does that guy ever sleep? Funhouse, the guy's up all night. He's going with Andy Katzenmoyer as his answer. It's a good name. Lawrence Taylor was guest. Ray Nitschke from Rob the Goat Man. Jeremiah Trotter from Rob in Minnesota. Bicoastal Benny from Alf the Alien Opiner. Wow, you went back in the archive for that. Derek Thomas from Dante. Who else do we have? LaRon Landry, guest by Rosin Lungs, hash Rosin Lungs. Maller Prop Guy cheating, got it right. So did JJ Slim. Justin in Cincinnati going with Big Dan Wilkinson as his answer. Who else? Kevin Green from Gumby Dave in Florida. The Mad Stork, Ted Hendricks from Greg the Real Estate Mogul in Baltimore. Primetime Deion Sanders tossed out by Keith in NorCal. David in Seattle, who knows all the good restaurants, goes with Mike Singletary. What's the answer there, please, Eddie?
Former New Orleans Saint linebacker Pat Swilling.
Pat Swilling, is that the answer? No, it's also not Scooby Dooby Doo, guest by Christina in Spokane.
Where are you?
Yes, the correct answer, and a bunch of people did get this right. Doug and Shells and others. It's Julius Who? Peppers. Julius Peppers.
Just that's retired impressive.
Not that long ago, yeah. Only
for a defensive
one.
End, yeah, that's impressive.
100-plus sacks, 10 or more interceptions. Julius Peppers, known mostly as a Carolina Panther. And that leads us into...
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
A man with laryngitis because he attended an Angel Dodger game and he lost his voice. Let's see how he does here. Uh-oh. Maller to the third degree with the Koopaloop.
Over the weekend, the Steelers GM.
See, he's a little rattled. Coop's rattled here.
he admitted to the media that there is uncertainty about Ben Roethlisberger's future past this season. Yeah. Ben, do you think this is the last ride for the other Big Ben?
Well, first of all, listen, 2020 should have been the swan song. We've said that. I did monologues about this. He was a guy aimlessly going through the motions, Roethlisberger. It's bizarre that they brought him back for the upcoming season. Now, my sources in Pittsburgh tell me that that's just how the Steelers roll. That's, you know, they're very reluctant to make change. But Big Ben's 39, and he's got a one-year deal. He's a lame duck quarterback. The Steelers are talking about possibly developing Dwayne Haskins. They're taking a flyer on Dwayne Haskins. We'll see if he even makes the practice squad. Outside of that, there's no line of succession. Mason Rudolph, come on. So it's going to be a bumpy transition, but they gotta move on from Roethlisberger. He's not the answer. Next!
Carl Anthony Towns spent his post-game press conference on Friday campaigning for Anthony Edwards to win Rookie of the Year. Now, LaMelo Ball is the favorite, but Carl Anthony Towns pointed out that no one is getting double teams like Edwards, and no one scores more. Ben, does Edwards have any chance?
No. I'm shaking my head no. Listen, I understand he's biased, Carl Anthony Towns. LaMelo Ball... Last I checked, he's averaging over 20 points, almost 8 assists, 7.5 rebounds per 75 possessions. That's an historic stat line. I read that's very similar to like a LeBron James, Jordan, Luka Doncic-like rookie campaign. So he's played very well. And Anthony Edwards, listen, his advantage is he's played more. LaMelo Ball's been hurt. He's missed a bunch of games with injury. Edwards has been fun to watch, but he's shooting 41%, which is, I think, 38th among rookies this season. Not that good. Next!
So despite telling reporters that he has to earn the starting job, Zach Wilson is going into this season as the clear number one on the Jets roster, as there are no seasoned vets at quarterback. Ben, how important do you think it is to have that veteran mentor?
No, it doesn't matter. I think this is something the media loves. They love to write about. You know, ultimately, the veteran leader isn't going to be playing for you. You've got to go out and play. Nobody's going to be holding your hand. You can't hide when you get out in the field. And hope springs eternal with Zach Wilson, who'll be the next great Jets quarterback, unless he's not. How'd we do, Koobaloop?
You passed this edition.
That's a winner with laryngitis. Now do a monologue with laryngitis, Koob. That's next. You gotta...